We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting a brand new Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, on the bottom. We mentioned our Mishnah, 15 Arayas, which fall to Yibum. The Lach is Pata from Yibum, and now they're Pata from Yibum, their Tzara is Mutter as well. Now, we know there's 21 Arayas, so we're missing 6. The next 6, and we talked about in our Mishnah, these 6 cannot have a case of Yibum at all, because they can never get married to your brother. Remember, Yibum is only through your father's side. Brothers, the Achayiv Yibum is only if they're brothers through the father. The brothers are a mother, not Shaykh Yibum. So now, if the brothers and the father, there are 6 Arayis that never can be married to your brother. You have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben can never marry any of his Arayis. If it's an Erev to Shimon, it's an Erev to Reuben as well. Sheish Arayis Chamuris Me'elu Preshinesuais Lachem, because they must be married to someone else and not your brother. And therefore, Tzara Seim Mutaras, the Tzara's Mutav, because Shaloi B'Makai Mitzvah means that if someone else, you know, someone else, a gimpel, is married to your erva and to a tzara, that tzara is mutter to you. It has nothing to do. It's not no tzara's erva. It's not your brother. And these 6 can never marry your brother. Who are these 6? Imoy, your mother. And your mother has to be from your father. And your father is related to Reuven. And so Reuven cannot marry your mother. Why not? So either pshat is because it's the wife of your father. But that's really the next one. The Eishes Aviv. So therefore, the Gemara says before, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, that's talking about a nusas of it, and going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's how the Gemara says Daf Yud. Actually, Rashi over here doesn't say that. Rashi sounds also like Eishes Aviv. 2 type of Eishes Aviv, Imai and Eishes Aviv. So Imai, the Eishes Aviv, the Achos Aviv, your father's sister. Also, if it's related to you, it has to be related to your brother Reuven. Achoisayim Aviv, your sister from your father, also the same thing has to be related to Reuven. The Eishes Achi Aviv, the wife of your father's brother, also the same halacha, that's a erva to both of you. The Eishes Achiv Aviv, and your brother's wife. Your brother's wife, what's the case? It means they have children. Your brother's wife, with children, that brother's never mutavim, they have children together. Therefore, that will be another case that can never marry to your brother. These are 6 arayas that can never be married to your brother. And they are Ima Eishes Aviv, Achos Aviv, Achosim Aviv, Eish Achi Aviv, Eish Achim Aviv. Zok de Mishnah Vayta, Beishamai says, this whole, the first 12 blot we just learned, the Masechtas Yevamos, about Tzaras Arva, Beishamai has no singer Tzaras Arva. We have a classic case of Yibum where it's Tzara's Erva, means the first 15 arise. Beishami says that Tzara is Mutter to the Achim. There's no problem of Tzara's Erva. We'll see why. Look, our passage is a drasha l'tzara. What's the problem of Beishami? Choltzu, and let's say they did chalitza. Let's say Shimon did chalitza to the tzara. Beisham paisa makuna. Beisham she is pasul from kuna. Why? Because he needed a chalitza, so it's a real chalitza. Or beisil machshirim. Beisil holds it's kosher. Why? Because you don't need chalitza on the tzara. So therefore, it's kosher to kuna. Nis yavmu. Let's say they did yibum. Beisham machshirim. Beisham holds it's good, and the child is not a mamzer. Or beisil paislim. Or beisil holds that it's a din of a tzara's erva. So it's like an eshesach, and it's pasul, and the kid is actually a mamzer. Yeah, because it's a chiyukaris. I mean, chiyukaris is a mamzer. Where mamzer does not come out of is a yavam l'shuk. Is no mamzer. That means Beishamai holds that tzara is now a married l'shuk. So if he goes ahead and marries l'shuk, according to Beisil it's mutter, but according to Beishamai it's only isalav. But the other way, in a case where they did yibum, l'fi Beisil it's a mamzer. And av v'she'el oishim el matirim el pais v'achshirim. Even though there was a machlekes Beishamai Beisil if it's a mamzer or not. Still, Nimnu Beis Shammai, Melissa Nosh Beis Hillel, Le Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai didn't abstain from taking wives from Beis Hillel's camp, Le Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and we'll see in the Gemara Chish which way, both ways. They still didn't stop. And why? We'll see in the Gemara also. Why, Taka, weren't they careful? Another law of the Mishnah called the Haris Vatamei Shoyu Elum Matam Elum Matam. There's another Machlech Beis Shammai Hillel, Vatum Vatayra. Beis Hillel was more machmer. Still, nimnu oisim tyrus elu gab elu. They still did not abstain from borrowing kalim from each other. And we'll see again in the Gemara why. The Gemara of Yudalud will explain why they were not careful from each other. And I'll give you a little sneak preview because you guys can't wait. That because they used to tell each other if this was a case of where they were being going shita, they told the other side this is what we're doing, and therefore they always knew if anything was wrong. Al-Kaponim, we see here Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if Tzara is Erva Amutur Asa. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, my time with Derishamay. What's Pshat and Beishamay? Tois already speaks about, says, what do you mean? I'll tell you Pshat and Beishamay. He holds that Tzvar is for a different drasha. If the Omer Chaz is well established of Omer so far, we know Chesem and Beis, the Gemara brings another drasha for Tzvar, Rabbi Shimon's drasha. I ain't jumped to remember what the drasha is. There was two Chesem who cast it all together. I'll compare him to another drasha for Tzvar. So maybe he doesn't hold it a drasha. What's the kash like? What's pshat and beishamay? So Zok Tosfos says that's part of pshat is that tzaras erva should be aser. We need a reason. He must have an ulterior reason, a different reason why we don't say tzaras erva. So my time in beishamay, the chizuk says in the pasuk loisia eishes hameis achuchel ishzar. This pasuk is talking about the classic halacha that a yavama, Reuven's wife, in a regular case, not a erva, is not allowed to marry out without a chalitza. Loisia eishes achuchel ishzar. Says loshen chutza. Chutza mechal deika pnimius. It's mashma. We're talking about a case where there is a pnimius, which is of someone who is related to the avam. So the ones that the chutza shouldn't be lezar. Darshin beishamai that when there's a chutza and even though it's a pnimius, still the chutza can marry lezar. Which means even though there is a relative to the shimon, still the other wife, the co-wife, cannot marry out and has to do yibum mechalitza to shimon. Mechal deika pnimius. What do they still do with the word chutza? They still in bayil erukav Yehuda Marav. They use it for the drasha of Yehuda Marav. Amar of Yehuda Marav. Menayin shein kedushin tais to be avama. How do you know that even though usually chayve lavin and not chayve karis are usually tayfes kedushin, but there's an exception. A yavama l'shuk is not tayfes kedushin. How do you know? Shenem leisia eishes hameis hachutza leish zar leisia beavaya leish zar leisia beavaya means it should not be a tfisas kedushin to leish zar. And Beishamai says back to Beis Hillel, Miksiv Lechutz. It doesn't say Lesia Eishe Shemeis Lechutz. It says Chutzah. Miksiv Lechutz, Chutzah Ksim. Chutzah Mashma, that's going on the person. She's a Chutzah. It doesn't say Lechutz. But Beis Hillel says back, no. Kiv Niksiv Chutzah, I'll give you a little dictuk here now. I'm going to get for you. We learn Chumash Rashi, now remember this. Kiv Niksiv Chutzah, command the Ksiv Lechutz Tami. When it says the Chutzah, hey, at the end, it's Kiil, it says the Lamed of the beginning. Netanya, Rechem Yoimer. Kol teva shtrich lamed chlosa. Any teva that needs a lamed at the beginning, hit the law cause of heva seifa, and that takes care of the problem. You put a hay at the end, and that takes care of it. The Torah very small, kagoin. Elim, it says elima. It says in the pasuk vayavoyu elima. They reach the lima. It means vayavoyu la elim. It means so. You put a hay at the end. Same thing machanaim. It says machanaimo. Mitzrayim says mitzrayimo. Divlosayim says divlosayimo. It says saying divlosam yushlaimo. Midbara, all these examples, the hey at the end is like le, the beginning. So Akaponim, that's drasha of Beis Hillel. Or Beis Shammai, the Ruda Marab Nalu. Hey, Beis Shammai knows halacha that Yavama is not Teufis Kedushin if he uses chutz of something else. So the Gemara, le'ish zar nafka. He darshes it from the word le'ish zar. Le'siya eishemesh le'ish zar. It sounds like that it stays le'ish zar, and therefore it's not Teufis Kedushin. That's how he learns. From the word ishzar, that's how it's Teufel Kedushin. I'm telling you what I think the drasha is, even though we don't have Rashi Teufel to explain it exactly. But that's the drasha. The word ishzar sounds like it stays ishzar. We're still not in Teufel Kedushin. What's going on from ishzar? And Echanami, you're right. So what does Vesel do with Chutzah? Now back Shver. Beisham is a good drasha with Chutzah. Teach us that a tzaras erva is mutter. So what do Chutzah, Lamali? The rabbi is ha'arusa. Timarba, that arusa as well is usher, needs ibum, and also l'shuk. And l'shuk chutz is that they're not so close. They're not married yet. It means Reuven only did kedushin to a woman, and then Reuven dies. Shimon has to do ibum. You would think only if Reuven actually marries the woman does Shimon have ibum. K'mashma ibum arusa. And l'shuk chutza is mashma. She's not so close to Reuven yet. Still, she's still like Rashi says, loyneskarva dying lebia. Still, there's a din of ibum. That's l'shuk chutza. Ve'idoch has v'shamay know that. Has b'shamim. Either chutzah ha-chutzah says chutzah ha-chutzah extra hay. Either chutzah ha-chutzah loy mashbul. He wasn't darshan that. So I can put him. The first pshat in b'shamim is it's a drasha on the word chutzah, and may still use it for something else, and therefore we don't have that drasha. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two in b'shamim. Rav Amar Tamar b'shamay the ein iser chal ala iser. And we thought pshat like this because ein iser chal ala iser means that the iser of Aishas Ach is not chal on the opposite. That the Issa of Achois Isha is not chal on the Aishas Ach. The case was like this, that Reuven first married Rachel, and then afterwards Shimon married Leah. So first happened the Aishas Ach, then the Achois Isha. So therefore the Achois Isha never happened. So that is why there's no problem of a tzaras erba. No problem of a tzaras erba. Because ain't a chalisa. Tainach hecha the nasa meis vachan nasa chai. Loi osi isach chayis yishav chalisa isach shach. El nasa chai vachan nasa meis. What are you going to say? Achayis yishav kodim. So the Gemara's kasha, I don't like your pshat. Because if the achayis yishav was first, then it should be chal achayis yishav. And let me tell you another kasha. Tosis asks. Right now we're saying, what's pshat in Mishamai? Because achayis yishav is not chal nasa shach. So if that's the case, so why can't you do yibum to the achayis yishav itself? To the rachel itself. Get rid of tzaras erva. Do yibum to the achayis yishav itself. Let's get this clear again. Mishamai says tzaras erva is mutter. Why tzaras erva is mutter? It's like Mishamai, like Rava. Because the erva is never chal on Reuven's wife. Reuven has two wives, Rachel, which is the sister of Leah, Shimon's wife, and Bracha. Rachel and Bracha are wives of Reuven. Okay? Now, first Reuven married Rachel and Bracha, and then Shimon married Leah. So we're saying, no, so it's never chal, the Issa Chayzisha to Shimon, because first there was Issa Eshashach. So we're saying, therefore, Bracha's mother is not Tzara's erva. Frank Tysis, okay, so let Rachel be mother to Shimon. That says Kashim. Taimar.
What?
Oh, because it falls in. That's it. Let's read Taisus. Taimar, keep the Issa Echaizish Lechayel. See, I haven't ever gone for Tavak Taisus. The Ashleimar, Taisus, the Maskel Deloy. The Ashleimar, the Issa Echaizish Mitlo Tali Vekoi. Ipaka Issa Echaizach, then it's Chayel. But mine is only Chayel after the Misa, so it's not Tsaris Erva. But you won't be able to marry her because now we'll have Chayel Echaizish. But this is only a Havmina. My Gemara says, it's not really only a Havmina, but the Gemara says a Kasha, that this only helps in the case where the Chayzisha happened separate. Second, if it happened first, what are you going to say then? Zach the Gemara, I'll tell you Pshat. Kivon Deloi, Osi Issa Eshach, Chayla Issa Chayzisha. In that case also, the Chayzisha is first. So the Issa Eshach never Chayla the Chayzisha. Havle Tsaras Erva Shloy Mokha Mitzvah Vesharia. It's a tzaras erva mitzvah. You look at it like this. The chayis ish sister was chal first, so the ish ach was never chal on it. So he's not really your brother's wife in halacha of erva. Therefore, now it comes out that the tzara is a tzaras erva shloi b'makom mitzvah. It's like a nachris. It's a tzaras erva mitzvah. And therefore, because that's not your brother's wife. So therefore, that's why Beis Shammai holds his mutter. Now, Beis Hillel, Tosfos Shalom Reish speaks out, Beis Hillel Avad also holds in his chalisa. Just Beis Hillel argues on both these svaras. He holds that therefore it's still called Tzaras Erva because Al Taisis, you know, because it's Mitzvah Tal Vekoi, it's really here, and this Svara, also Svara Svara, he's arguing in Svara, not in Enes Chalisa, because we hold all of us Shas Enes Chalisa, if you don't want to make that the Machlokes. But upon the Beis Shammai holds Enes Chalisa, and this is a Siba why you don't have Issa Tzaras Erva. So we say if do chalitza, Beis Shammai holds pasul, and Beis Hillel holds kosher. Why? Because Beis Hillel is not needed the chalitza Tzaras Erva. It wasn't pasul. So Gemara Pshita, isn't that Pashat? Shkoyach. And for the Gemara, Lafuke, Rechav and Nurid. Omar, we'll learn this on the bottom of Dafi Dal on Beis, and learn about Rechav and Nurid. Omar, Rechav wants to make a Pshara between Mesham and Hill. He says, Domar, Boyu Veniska Lehem Atzorois, Latar Shechot Svoim Shviyamas. Let's make a Katahono. You always make, you have a very simple Eitzah. If we're going to Mesham and Hill, we're going to have problems with Klal Yisrael. Always do Chalitza. Everything's good. That's Rechav and Nurid held. And if that would be the case, then there would be a psul kahuna for everyone, because since the chalitza is din the rabbanon, so even if you Beis Hillel, if you did it, it would be a problem. Kamashon, Beis Hillel machshirim, no, Beis Hillel, you don't need it at all, and if you do chalitza, it's almost like a formality and a joke, and therefore it doesn't make any problems. Vait, in a siyav Beis Hillel paislim, hasu lomali, why need the case of nisiyavmu, that according to Beis Shammai, I would say it's kosher, because it's allowed to even, according to Beis Hillel, it's osir, and actually be a shayla of a mamzer. And also, not only that, we didn't speak out with the Mishnah, Beis Hillel paislim means even more than that, that this lady becomes pasul lakuna, she becomes like a halala, a zayna, she becomes, because she married someone, she's not allowed to marry. So isn't that pasul? We just said already, tzaras amutah fi Beis Shammai, and also fi Beis Hillel, we know it's a eshach, hasu lomali. I did on the chalzu, on the yam is yav. We said the case of the yav as well. Rashi actually speaks out this din that they're apostle is only regarding that they can't marry a kohen. But like a truma de beinasha, it's not apostle because only a beilis chal makes her apostle. But Tosfos argues then says that Rashi was choyzer from that. She becomes apostle from truma as well if she was a bas kohen and because of his beilis nos. Okay, so to gemara vayta, a little bit of a new sugya. Tanan hasam. Of course, I'm going to get back to our sugya, but we're just starting a new good thing tomorrow that comes back to our sugya. It's not awesome. Learn to the Mishnah. Bavus the Mishnah. Megillah nekra'as be'echad asar, v'shteim asar. Megillah can be read on the 11th day of Adar, the 12th day of Adar, the 13th day of Abbas, the 13th day, the 14th day of Chamisha asar. Like Pachas Ha'is, now more or less. And the Ikka for us to know is enough to know is the 14th day is for the cities without a wall, and the walled cities in Meshuv Anun read it on Shushan Purim of Chamisha asar. Unless the heck you do that. Heck you have Purim on one day, one place on the 14th, the other place on the 15th. Ikri Kalis is going to do. Isn't there Issir of Lois is going to do, which you read, Lois Sasu Agudais Agudais? You shouldn't make Klaus show into groups and groups. So he asked the Kasha, isn't it Lois is going to do? So the Rabbi Yechazah back, Lois is going to do doesn't mean that. Lois is going to do, says in the Pasuk, Bonimat Hashem Akechem, Lois is going to do, Lois is going to do, Lois is going to do, Lois means you shouldn't scratch yourself on a mace. Frey to Gemara, how can you make a drosh to Gabi Agudas Agudas? You shouldn't scratch yourself on a dead person. In Cain, so he says, no, let me crawl, Lois Agudadu. Gedude means, Goydade means to scratch. Lois Agudadu. Why is it Siskaidu? My Siskaidu? Shmami no, Lachidas. That teaches also, you shouldn't make yourself Agudas Agudas. Frey to Gemara, very cool Lachidas. Maybe it's only for that. Because Lashon of Aguda also, so imkain lemakra loy segoidu, which is lashon aguda. What's segoidu do? Did do? That teaches us gedidus. You learn both things from here. You now let's scratch yourself, and you now let's make groups. Myles gedidu, shmami not tarti. So now that the shlokas finishes up his question, he says, "I have a problem over here. Hey, let le megillah on the 14th and the 15th. They're making different groups and clients. So it's in the Torah loy segoidu.
So that this is only in the same place.
Oh, you're tiny good. They have to wait till tomorrow for that. Met Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow morning by Shia, and we'll have a chat. Omalei. So first of all, you can tell the shlokas, understand something. You didn't learn psachim yet. You're up to yavamas already. You must learn psachim. Omalei ad kanler shenisa. You didn't learn psachim. It says in psachim like this. Malkav shnogu lasis malachim erev psachim ad chatzayis oisim. In a place where they do malachim before chatzayis, that means after chatzayis, everyone does new malacha. Tol chatzayis shetolim and hagim. So in a place where it's minig to do it, you do it. Oisim. Malkav shnogu shloy lasis ein oisim. In a place where it's minig not do it, you don't do malacha. So why don't you ask over here if it's going to? You wait all the way to yavamas. Or to Megillah, at least. You went only to Megillah to ask the Kasha. You had it in Pesachim already. Amalei, Aminu Lecha Asura. I'm telling you, Isser, Halacha, Om Rav Shemen Bar Abba, Om Rav Yechon, Lekayim Es Me'apurim Bizmanehem. It says, Losh Zamanehem, Zimanim Harvatik Lehem Chamim. And it's a takana, real takana. This is 14th, this is 15th, and it's written in stone. V'at amazim in Haga, you ask him, by a minig is not always going to do, he's saying. Minig is not always going to do, only when it's a real halacha. So when I learned Pesachim, I didn't have a kasha, because that was only a minig. But now I'm learning Megillah, it's a din, that's where I have my kasha. So he says, v'hosim lavi suri, there's no asura in Mesach Pesachim, there's asura havia. The Tanan says in the Mishnah, that the night before B'dikas Chametz, the night of B'dikas Chametz, I should say, Belayla beishami oisrim is lamatirim. Beishami says also do malachas lamatirim. There's also an oisrim. So what happened to loisus goyedu over there? We have a chagas beishami beisil. Some people do like beisil. Some people do beishami. So you have loisus goyedu about an iser. On Malay, hasam aray on malachu with lestay. You'll say there malachu who the lestay. You're not going to say it's that it's loisus goyedu. You'll say the punk and nothing to do. And the Ritvah said, he could have answered this on the Kashmir before also. They don't have do. Therefore, it's not a right to do. And Amiyat Hashem, we will continue the sugya on tomorrow's share further about the Shailas of Lois is going to do.